Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission to announce poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections in a short while. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches Bharat Poll Portal in New Delhi, says it will take India's international investigation to a new era. At least 53 people killed after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake strikes Nepal-Tibet border this morning. Union Health Ministry urges states to enhance public awareness campaigns on HMPV transmission, says there is no cause for public concern. Rescue operation underway for trapped workers in coal mine in Assam. And in badminton, India's Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advances to round of 16 at Malaysia Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission will announce the poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections in a short while. The poll panel will hold a press conference to announce the schedule. Our correspondent reports that the term of the 70-member Delhi Assembly will end on the 23rd of next month.
More than 1 crore 55 lakh voters are registered in Delhi, comprising over 83 lakh male voters and 71 lakh female voters, among others. According to Delhi's Chief Electoral Office, more than 52,000 voters have been added between the age group of 18 to 19 years in the last 2 months. Vikaspuri Assembly has the largest number of electors, with over 4,62,000 voters, while Delhi Cant Assembly has the smallest electorate base, with 78,893 electors. Meanwhile, political parties in the capital are already in the election mode. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has announced its candidates for all the assembly seats in the national capital, while the BJP has so far announced 29 candidates. The Congress also released the third list of candidates for the upcoming Delhi polls, bringing the total number of contestants to 48 for the 70-member legislature. Priya Mondal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Bharat Poll Portal, developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll Portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on this occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Bharat Poll will take the international investigation into a new era. He said now the investigating agencies will be able to connect with the Interpol to get the required information. He said it will help in dealing with the cases related to drug trafficking, arms smuggling, terrorism-related crimes and human trafficking.
सबसे बड़ा फायदा अंतर्राष्ट्रीय डेटा के उपयोग के बारे में 19 प्रकार के डेटाबेस जो इंटरपोल के हैं वो आज हमारे पास उपलब्ध होंगे एनालिसिस करकर क्राइम रोकने की हमारी सिस्टम खड़ी करने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और अपराधियों को पकड़ने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और साइबर अपराध की नई चुनौतियों को भी एक स्पीड के साथ इससे हम आगे ले जा सकते हैं.
The Home Minister said now with the use of modern systems, it will be easier to bring back criminals sitting abroad and those who have fled abroad after committing crimes in Delhi, in India. On this occasion, Mr. Shah presented police medals to 35 CBI officers and officials who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation.
Bharat Poll, hamare desh ke antarrashtriya इन्वेस्टिगेशन को एक अलग युग में ले जाने वाली एक शुरुआत है एक प्रकार से अब तक इंटरपोल के साथ काम करने के लिए एक ही एजेंसी नामित थी सीबीआई मगर भारत पोल की संरचना होने के साथ भारत की हर एजेंसी हर राज्य की पुलिस अपने आप को बहुत सरलता के साथ इंटरपोल के साथ कनेक्ट कर पाएगी और सीधा गति अपने इन्वेस्टिगेशन को देने में उनको बहुत सहायता होगी.
Our correspondent reports the portal has been developed to deal with transnational crimes, including cyber crimes and financial crimes. A report.
Bharat Poll portal will significantly facilitate Indian law enforcement agencies, enabling real-time information sharing for faster access to international police assistance. The growing footprint of transnational crimes, including cybercrime, financial crimes, online radicalization, organized crimes, drug trafficking and human trafficking, necessitates rapid and real-time international assistance in criminal investigations. To address these challenges, CBI has developed Bharat Poll portal, which will bring all the stakeholders on a common platform. By facilitating easier and faster access to international assistance, it will strengthen India's efforts in combating transnational crimes. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
At least 53 people were killed and 62 injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Nepal-Tibet border this morning. The epicenter was located in Xizhang in Tibet near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across parts of North India, including Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. The tremors were strongly felt in parts of Bihar, prompting people to rush out of their homes and apartments in panic. We have more from a correspondent.
The Kathmandu Valley felt earthquake tremors at 6:50 a.m. early this morning. The earthquake measured 7.1 on the Richter scale and hit 93 km northeast of Lubuche in Nepal. According to the Department of Minerals and Geology in Nepal, the epicenter of the earthquake is Dinghi County of Tibet in China. The tremor occurred at 6:50 a.m., which panicked people mostly in the eastern hilly district, which borders Tibet in China. The tremor was felt in the Kathmandu Valley and its vicinity, forcing people to rush to the streets. Detailed information and reports on any casualties are awaited. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
The centre has asked the states and union territories to implement the provisions of Section 479 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 to provide relief to under-trial prisoners. This section provides relief to under-trial prisoners by reducing the number of people held in jail awaiting trial. The Union Home Ministry has written a letter to the chief secretaries of all the states and union territories in this regard. Under the new rule, first-time offenders can be released on bond after serving one-third of the maximum period of imprisonment. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today chaired a meeting of transport ministers from all states and union territories at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said that this annual gathering serves as a vital platform to foster synergy between the union and the state governments, facilitating collaborative deliberations on critical policy matters and advancing cohesive strategies for national progress. He added that such dialogues are essential for addressing regional challenges, sharing best practices, and ensuring the uniform implementation of transformative transport policies across the nation. The Ministry of Steel today organized an event on artificial intelligence and machine learning in New Delhi. The program is primarily aimed to explore the transformative potential of artificial intelligence and machine learning in the steel industry. Addressing the event, the Secretary of the Ministry of Steel, Sandeep Pondrick, highlighted the need to apply artificial intelligence and machine learning skills in the steel sector. He said these can improve to be helpful in sorting the data collected by government organizations. Mr. Pondrick further emphasized the adoption and adaptation of latest tools. Information and Broadcasting INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched the official calendar of the Union Government at Rail Bhavan. He was accompanied with Minister of State for INB L. Murugan. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav has emphasized that there is no cause of concern for the public for the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, the health secretary reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases, along with the public health measures for their management. The secretary has advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections. The states have also been advised to enhance information, education and communication as well as awareness among the population regarding prevention of transmission of the virus. She reiterated that an increase in respiratory illnesses is usually seen during the winter months and assured that the country is well prepared for any potential surge in respiratory illness cases. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, two cases of human metapneumovirus, HMPV, have been identified in Nagpur. The two cases involve a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old children. A positive case of HMPV has also been reported in Gujarat. The HMPV sample of a 2-month-old child who came to Ahmedabad from Dungarpur, Rajasthan for treatment has tested positive. The child is currently under treatment and his condition is stable. The Assam government has requisitioned Navy divers to assist in the rescue operation of the trapped coal miners at Umrangso in Dima Hasao district close to Meghalaya border. The miners were trapped inside a rat hole coal mine after water gushed into the 300 feet deep quarry. The Army has already launched a joint operation with the State Disaster Response Force and the National Disaster Response Force. The Army mobilized a special relief task force comprising divers, engineers and other trained personnel equipped with essential tools to carry out the rescue operation. In a social media post, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma mentioned that Navy divers from Vishakhapatnam are expected to arrive soon as water levels in mine have risen to nearly 100 feet. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday sought the assistance of the Army to rescue the 9 trapped miners. Accordingly, the Army mobilized a special relief task force consisting of divers, engineers and other trained personnel equipped with essential tools to rescue the miners and reach the site at around 6:30 a.m. Additional teams from Assam Rifles and Engineer Task Force are en route to reinforce the ongoing rescue operations. According to Assam government sources, 3 dead bodies are seen from the ground but not retrieved till the time of filing of this report. Despite a ban by National Green Tribunal in 2014, rat hole mining continues illegally in Assam and every year many people lost their lives. Aminul Haq Jaddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Maldivian counterpart Mohammad Ghassan Maumoon in New Delhi tomorrow. During the talks, the two leaders will review various aspects of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. The Maldivian minister will be on a 3-day visit to India starting tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over parts of Himachal Pradesh and West Rajasthan till tomorrow. The IMD has also forecast dense fog conditions to continue to prevail during night and early morning hours in some parts of Bihar, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh today. While these conditions will prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow, minimum temperatures are expected to fall by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest, West, Central and East India during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency said that light to moderate rainfall will likely be present over northeastern states today and tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with gains in the afternoon trade today, supported by oil and gas, energy and healthcare sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 267 points or 0.34% to 78,232 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 116 points, almost 0.5% to 23,732 when reports last came in. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump renewed his offer to make Canada the 51st state, hours after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's resignation. Canadian Prime Minister resigned yesterday after mounting pressure from his ruling Liberal Party amid his declining popularity. General elections are scheduled for later this year. In badminton, India women's doubles duo Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the round of 16 at the Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur, defeating Thailand's Onicha Song Satha Ponpan and Sukita Chuvachai in straight games. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to announce poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections in a short while. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches Bharat Poll Portal in New Delhi, says it will take India's international investigation to a new era. At least 53 people killed after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake strikes Nepal-Tibet border this morning. Union Health Ministry urges states to enhance public awareness campaigns on HMPV transmission, says there is no cause for public concern. Rescue operation underway for trapped workers in coal mine in Assam. And in badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advances to round of 16 at Malaysia's Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur. And with that, we end the midday news.